Good morning. Thank you very much for the kind invitation from the Association of Architects Vietnam on behalf of Malaysia. I will just show you briefly about what's happening in Malaysia, and as well as that, our understanding of what's happening in Southeast Asia as well as the world, and also show you some of the work that my office does. I've entitled my talk, Iconography. This is a new word. You haven't heard of such a word before. And it comes from three words that I put together. And it's from ecology, economy, and iconography. So I put it three words together and form a new word. Today, many new words are invented. If you use internet, if you use your handphone for SMS, a new word is created every day. So this word talks about how the environment affects our economy and affects the way we live, our image of life. We are living in very interesting times where I'm born in 1965. There was a TV program in the early 70s called Big Blue Marble, and it talks about other countries in the world. Today, if you watch HBO, you find there's a show that uses the same picture of the world as a big blue marble, and the title of the show is called An Inconvenient Truth. I want to highlight a few things, and one of it is this image of this man called Genghis Khan. I know that Vietnam, many years ago, Kublai Khan actually came into this area. And in many ways, we are all Asian, and there's a bit of this man in all of us. This man came from a very small country called Mongolia, but he conquered the biggest empire that the world has ever known. That was the beginning of globalization. When his armies appeared on the horizons in Eastern Europe, in Turkestan, in Turkey, in Iraq, when his army appeared, they were riding small little horses, and they conquered such a big empire. The enemy, when they appeared on the horizon, everyone thought it was a new monster that was coming. They thought it was a man, the body of a man, the body of a horse, and the top part of a man. In Greek mythology, you know of this creature known as the centaur, which is exactly what they thought was appearing on the horizon. And this army had exceptional speed, and speed caused them to conquer a huge empire. From the days of Genghis Khan, where he started to understand that speed is very, very strong as a weapon, today we find that we are doing things faster and faster and faster. We use our handphones to communicate, we email, we do things at a very fast speed, and we travel at faster and faster speeds. In the 1990s, Malaysia was the building boom center of the world. Every place you went to, people were very arrogant. They were all boasting. And you could hear the words stated that there were more tower cranes for construction in Malaysia than anywhere else in the world. In 1997, the Tong Yam syndrome came, and we all suffered, and everything went down the drain. But this building survived. It was just a vision, a dream, a competition. An international competition was held, and KLCC design was won by Cesar Pelli from America. And today it's completed, and it actually puts Malaysia on the world map. Architecturally, it's an amazing building, and I invite all of you to come to Malaysia and have a look at it. Another thing that we did properly was we actually had a park around the KLCC Tower. And the park was done by Roberto Belmarx from Brazil. Okay, I'll run through very quickly. And you find today in Dubai, this is the master plan for Dubai, where they have the Burj Dubai, the tallest building in the world, in a park. And it's very much similar to KLCC with a park. Another thing we did was an airport, KLIA International Airport. And we also did a new administration center, Putrajaya. What it did for us was that in a time of recession, Another thing we do, we did a lot of, was we built a lot of ecology townships. I just want to just end with just a few pictures of some of our work, but at the same time, I want to tell you about the value of design. This is the most expensive painting in the world, $130 million. At the time when it was painted, the value of the paper and the paint was not even that much. But after it's been painted and a piece of art is created, it's worth a lot of money. Many of you know what this is. It's a Rolex watch. The real one is very expensive. The fake one looks like the real one, but it's very, very cheap. This picture tells us this is Dolly, it's a clone. The problem with cloning or copying is that every time you do it again and again, it gets cheaper and cheaper. But Tom Ford, who revolutionized the way Gucci is run and the design, when you do something original, when you design something original, it appreciates in value. So when you copy, it devalues. When you do something original and creative, it appreciates in value. So in Malaysia, we tell all our architects not to copy, not to just take things and repeat and repeat and repeat, but to find new solutions so that you create value and become more and more valuable. That is the part that PEM is promoting on value of design. I'll just take you through some of our work that illustrates how design is valuable to us. In Asia, the simplest house or the simplest building is what we call a gazebo. Four columns and a roof. It can be used for a dining hall, it can be used as a kitchen, it can be used as a living room, it can be used as a massage place, it can be used for anything.